As we've reported, the Axtell Development Company in November closed on the 2,300 acres of property that rises up just west of the Jordanal Reservoir to the most southern boundaries of Deer Valley Resort. This, coupled with the company's earlier acquisition of the 40-acre Blue Ledge parcel, will be developed over the next 20 to 30 years. It will be a year-round luxury resort with three large hotels, a village, and a new ski portal for Deer Valley Resort. Axtell has been working with Deer Valley and the ski engineering firm SE Group, as well as Wasatch County, to put the final development plans before the Wasatch County Council. The density was decided on decades ago. At Tuesday's presentation, Van Haymeyer, the Vice President of Business Development, and Leroy Farrell, Project Manager of Construction with Axtell Development Company, shared a little bit about Axtell's history. The company is owned solely by Gary Barnett, a real estate developer who has developed some 25 projects requiring more than $17 billion in financing. Haymeyer thought that information was important to understand what Axtell has done to show what it can bring to the success of a project this size. In 2010, Haymeyer purchased the Blue Ledge parcel, located just north of the Mayflower Mountain parcel, where he had secured development rights for a luxury hotel and up to 150 condominium units. As he was looking for a financier, he connected with Barnett, who ended up purchasing Blue Ledge, and as Haymeyer put it, it was someone who had much bigger plans for the area.
A project of this scale is going to require in the neighborhood of $100 million in infrastructure before we even sell a single unit. And having somebody with the ability to raise that kind of capital in the early stages and take it through a 20 to 30 year development cycle is difficult to find. And Axtell has those means.
Using a simple sketch map of the Mayflower property, Haymeyer showed the proposed location of three main hotels, all located in the village. One would be a four-star family hotel, the other a five-star luxury hotel, and a military hotel and conference center to replace the former Hill House at Snow Basin Resort that was raised to make way for the 2002 Winter Olympics venue.
Instead of us just looking to fill the need that they lost at Snow Basin, we're expanding on that significantly to not only give them exactly what they want in the area, but to provide this area with a need that from the county we've heard is one of the largest needs. And that is, our plan is to build a four-star conference hotel that will be 300 rooms plus 100 rooms for the Air Force. And those will all be worked together within the hotel. We'll also have the plan right now that is constantly being revised will be twice the conference space of any hotel in the region. So we're looking at between 30 and 40,000 square feet of conference space.
Based on their research, Haymeyer says providing this size of conference space would give Wasatch County a huge advantage in the conference business, especially in the off-season. As a resident of Wasatch County for nearly two decades, Haymeyer says he too is concerned about growth. However, given that this is a resort community, he believes this is where the development belongs.
Having lived here for 17 years and being one of the people that has watched it grow, the area grow dramatically in that 17 years, I have mixed feelings about what happens here and how much growth and development there is. And obviously, I'm not here to say we're not going to contribute to that, but this piece of property up the hill, adjacent to Deer Valley Ski Resort, has an amazing opportunity to have an impact from a tax revenue standpoint, and also the amenities that people down in the valley get to enjoy and appreciate.
The plans will continue to evolve, and he expects that some of the density will decrease, but he did say that the hotels could be upwards of eight stories tall. He says they will be stepped and spaced so that the condominium development will maintain their mountain views. Haymeyer says they'll work to come up with the best mix of commercial development to support the village, noting that a resort village is one of the hardest mixes to get right. Also planned are several condominium development pods, more than 120 estate lots, as well as four buildings, 3 to 4 stories high, for workforce housing. The ski infrastructure is estimated to cost $60 million that will be paid upfront in advance of the profitable development. They hope to cut the first phase of the ski runs as soon as this summer. To provide some perspective, he said Deer Valley Resort is currently 2,200 acres with about 600 acres of skiing. This development will add 300 new acres of ski runs and some 800 acres of terrain. Extel will be meeting in a work session with the Wasatch County J-Spa Planning Commission March 6, 3 p.m. at 25 North Main Street in Heber City. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.